Blog Talk Radio.
I am on, I am on my own.
over the wall. I am above overall. I am love, I am war. I am loyalty in a jaw. I am who I are. I am everything that they aren't. I am everything but a star. I am only original. I am me, I am I am down to earth, I am fly. Am I here for a reason, God? I am here to find out. I am fear, I am doubt. I am rock, I am mountain top. I am in it till I'm no more in the very last round. I am champ, I am crown. I am last, I am now. I am with the game to miss and I'm just thinking out loud. I am different, I am a tough decision. I am, this is where it goes. Yeah, nigga, for attention. I am stiff, I am stern. I am that motherfucker that is not willing to learn. I am heart, I am soul. I am, wait, where did he go? I am some ram rapping the game. Yeah, nigga, I am riddle. I am riddle, I am question. I am answer, I am lesson well done. I am good, I am great. I am proud of who I become. I am real, I am one, and I have only just begun. I am grown, I am young. I am hoping they can keep up. I'm too deep up in hell for me to ever give it up. I have won a billion times, but it feels like I'm never up. I am tough, I am built for whatever is soon to come. I am true to my beliefs and know that I am never done. I am holding down my city, wishing everyone to come. I am art, I am righteous, and I doubt I'm something else. Yeah!
Hump Day Wednesday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. 714-409-0614 is the number. My palms fucking fixed up. I have my tube on mic and mic, and I think you all could hear the background, so I had to quickly turn the tube down. So, again, happy, happy Wednesday. Listening to the guys talk about one of my favorite NBA players, Metal World Peace's a punishment regarding what happened on the court and so on. So, you know, that's very interesting. But I hope the other player gets well real soon also. So I will continue on about that because there's going to be some breaking news also regarding Saints today, I do believe. And, you know, there's been a lot of breaking news every day on a daily basis. Good news and not so good news, right? But we're fastly approaching the NFL draft, so that's an exciting thing. But Sports Talk is on Friday. A shout out and congrats to Mitt Romney regarding his win of 5 primaries last night. And he's, like, unofficially the GOP's nominee. So, congrats. And, you know, really, to me, to my opinion, you know, people ask the question often, you know, pubs, non-pubs, them, people who vote, people who do vote, people who don't vote, it's believed if Mitt Romney can be the winner. And I believe it's based on who he chooses for his VP. You know, I think that if he and Rick Perry, and I told both of them via online, that if they will definitely be a winning ticket. I think a Romney-Perry winning ticket, matchup with coming together would definitely be a winning ticket. But I know during the campaign they were rivals, and media definitely talked about how they don't get along. So I really don't know, you know, just because people have differences, just like boxers, does not mean that people do not get along. Because some boxers are rivals in the ring, but out of the ring, you know, get along pretty good. But I think in my opinion, they would be a definitely good. Good, you know, good team, a good ticket. But, you know, who am I? Huh? I'm a bit of a political enthusiast who gets excited about politics regardless of. So, and again, I must send my condolences also to a Mississippi politician whom I love networking with, and that was Republican, Yvonne Brown. And I just love, she passed away on early Monday. I found out via one of the GOP, Madison County GOP group that I'm a member of. And an amazing Mississippi politician. I wasn't born in Mississippi, but she loved Mississippi and definitely was a history maker. And I'm talking about Yvonne Brown. And I love networking with her. And I had noticed in recent months that I had not been hearing from her, but I was not aware that she was like terminally ill, because I know I've met for years without having a cold, and for the past 3 holiday seasons I have just been sick with colds and flus. And I remember 2 years ago when I was sick, 2009-10, and she was so concerned about because I had a tummy ache and everything, and she was just so concerned about my health. And she, you know, advised me and told me what I should be eating. I should be eating yogurt and eating like other things, just things to make myself feel better. And at that same time, I had a neighbor of mine who when nobody really cared, she cared and went to the store and bought me medicine and Sprite and stuff like that. So that was like 2 Christmases ago. It was 2009-10, but former mayor, Tula, right, of Yvonne Brown, because we usually talked about business or politics and everyday things, and when I was talking about I was sick and had a tummy ache, she was just so down to earth and just so concerned and so loving about how it's feeling and me living a healthier life. And that's just amazing. So I just send my condolences out to, you know, her loved ones and her family and fellow supporters like I. And I do my best to keep you all updated regarding funeral arrangements also, those of you who might have been friends with her and you're listening to the show and you did not know about this. But today, like all Wednesdays, are usually topics of the heart, and so it won't be any different. I had a blast last Wednesday. Mr. Solution, shout out to you. I loved it. Call again. Let me know when you want to be scheduled to be a guest, because did you not love the caller that called in last Wednesday and shared his perspective regarding love and life? And I thought that was just an amazing, amazing talk. But again, the topic today, it intrigued my interest when I read, I love this website called Madame Noor, and I was reading this, reading an article called "Is 3 Months Too Long to Wait for Sex? The 90-Day Rule from a Man's Point of View." So after reading this article, I was like, that's going to be Wednesday's topic. And I think I'm supposed to be talking about some health stuff today also, right? But I don't know. We might run out of time. So if I run out of time, we'll talk about fiber, tasty fiber foods. You know, we just don't have to eat boring fiber foods, but we can eat fiber foods. So I did not forget that we would be talking about that. If I don't have a chance to talk about it today, we'll talk about it on Friday during the Sports Friday show. And we have so much to talk about, don't we, regarding sports. But after reading this article written by Courtney Edwards, I was like, man, I'm going to talk. This is what the topic is going to be on Wednesday, about it's 3 months too late to wait for sex, the 90-day rule from a man's point of view. And, of course, this is a very interesting topic within the dating world, especially those who are actively dating. And so I'm looking forward to getting kind of like back into, well, I'm just looking forward to upgrading my social life, period. I'm like a socialite in rehab and so on. But that is an important topic for all ages that are players, playgirls or playboys, those that are reentering the dating world after, you know, being on hiatus, either for whatever reason, either being in a long relationship or being married or just deciding, hey, I need to start back dating. I mean, or those that are serial daters, is still an important issue, an important subject matter. When is too early? When is too late? How long should you wait? Some people think you shouldn't wait at all. It's okay to, you know, just get down on the first date. I mean, my thing is some people get married on the first date. So I guess it's pretty much my opinion. I'm just sharing my opinion straightforward. I'm that, you know, hey, like right now, I'm practicing sexual abstinence. And my thing is, hallelujah, I'm waiting to be singly, to be legally single. I'm not saying I'm saying waiting to be legally single to have sex. So, you know, I openly talk about my perspective, and that's what Wednesday was all about, talking about my perspective also regarding love and romance and crushes and marriages. I've had two unsuccessful marriages, but I have had fun, good relationships also. I'm no different than many of you. I have been through ups and downs, highs and lows. No, I'm not romantically connected with anyone right now. I do have platonic friends galore and professional friends galore. One of my friends, who is a longtime friend of mine, has been married a long time, a male friend of mine, we were talking on Facebook about the subject of how important it is to be friends when you're developing your love and your romance for another. That way that lays a very good foundation for your relationship. I don't want time to run out while we're talking about this, but call and let me know if you have like a waiting period of like 3 months, or it's okay to get down on the first date. Because I was just reading an article right before getting on the air where some young women think that if you don't put out on the first date, then the guy's going to move on to the next date, going to move on to the next one. So, and then I've seen some advice where it's important to wait as long as possible. And also it's important to talk about the subject of sex before hitting the sack, before getting in bed. It's real important to talk about that topic of sex and making love, or, you know, just the four-letter word, before actually doing the deed, before you get hot and heavy and where you just can't get, you know, emotions and hormones and, you know, everything can take over and you're not thinking about any talking, you're thinking about what you should be doing. But I've read and I know too from experience that it is important to discuss and talk about the issue of sex before getting in the sack. But Courtney Edwards, just check out Madam Noor, and Madam Noor is filled with so many great articles. Also, this past week, they had a very good article about Chaka Khan, how she has lost a lot of weight, and she looks great. But as a black man, embarking on a relatively difficult task of finding soulmate, this is what Courtney Edwards had written at the Madam Noor website. I'm consistently asking myself this question. How soon after meeting someone should I become sexually involved with her? 3 months? 6 months? Is it just a few days? There is really no easy answer to this question. The general consensus seems to be that one should see how things are going with that person before they decide when or whether they should become sexually involved. Do you feel a connection with the person? Is there strong chemistry between the two of you? Are you becoming acquainted with the person relatively quickly? These are all determining factors, but shouldn't we be looking for these factors regardless? If the goal is truly to find a soulmate, then what's the rush? As I reflect on my past dating experiences, I can say with relative uncertainty that I wasn't always looking for these factors in the utmost earnestness. At some point, the lines had become distorted, and I wasn't sure if I was getting to know a woman because I genuinely liked her and wanted to get to know her, or because I wanted to find myself encapsulated within her neither region. And after the deed was done, my ability to discern whether I really liked her because I felt the strong personal connection and affinity was greatly compromised. Was I just looking through the scope of rose-colored lenses? Were my feelings the result of some sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, a ploy orchestrated by the most primitive and compulsive part of my consciousness? The eyes, as characterized by Sigmund Freud, to satisfy the most innate desires for sexual gratification, convincing my mind that the woman I saw before me had all the characteristics that I was looking for. This is why I had to institute some sort of policy for myself to take now, soon after meeting a member of the opposite sex, that I would consider becoming sexually involved with them. I just had to make sure that I was sexually involved with the person because I liked them, and not simply liking the person because I was sexually involved. Again, if the goal is finding a person to be with for the unforeseeable future, then what's the hurry, right? Studies show that longer couples wait until having sex, the more positive outcome of the relationship. Couples that wait longer experience better quality of communication, greater relationship stability and satisfaction, and an increase in overall quality of sex, according to researchers at the Brigham Young University. Alternatively, couples that had sex prior to a month experience with negative relationship outcomes. Furthermore, waiting to become sexually involved with someone may not only contribute to a longer, more fulfilling relationship, but it could potentially keep you healthier in the end. Sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, are a real risk. In the United States, the estimated lifetime risk of contracting HIV is 1 in 16 for black males and 1 in 30 for black females. Compare that to the 1 in 104 risk for white males and 1 in 588 risk for white females. Unfortunately, the risk within the black community are substantially higher. Ultimately, I have decided to implement a 3-month abstinence policy, famously or infamously known as the 90-day rule. I will not become sexually involved with members of the opposite sex until after at least 3 months of dating. This means going on multiple dates, communicating on the phone, by text message, fairly consistently and spending time in each other's homes without any sexual activity being initiated. I just feel as if 3 months is enough time for two individuals to learn about one another and make an informed decision as to whether becoming intimate will be the best for both individuals. Now, I'm not saying that a relationship will fail miserably if a couple has sex after the first date or within the first month of dating, because there are many examples that say contrary. What I'm saying is that it wouldn't hurt to wait, though. If the person truly likes you, they would be willing to wait. I've decided to wait at least 3 months before engaging in sexual activity with someone who I'm interested. You have to determine what's right for you. Where do you draw the line? What kind of relationship do you want to have? Remember, it's your body and your choice. And Courtney Edwards writes about love and relationship and his many adventures while dating in New York City. And he has a blog called The Court of New York. And you can follow him also on Twitter at The Court Speaks. And remember, this is Madam Nora. So check out the Madam Nora website, because it's one of my – I love that website. It's an amazing website. I need to check my chat room, see who's in there. Uh-oh. But – because I had my show thing up. Okay. Thank you all for coming in the chat room, but I don't know what my regular talk about different subjects. Oh! Hey, we have a minute of live streaming, but I'm going to continue to show on because I have much more to talk about, and we're going to continue talking about how long should one wait or not wait before getting sexually involved when you're out in the dating world. I had a talk last evening regarding a job with Ulta Beauty. And so I hope I hear good news in the near future regarding that. I talked with management at a local Ulta Beauty location. And I hope I hear good news in the near future that, you know, like a Donald Trump saying, you're hired. But you all keep me in your prayers and support. And also still promoting the Martini PhD weekend coming up from May 4th through 7th. You all need to visit the website at PhDSalonElite.com. That's coming up real, real soon. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Hurry and sign up. And also, I'm going to inform you all about Keith Jackson Beautiful Great American Cleanup Day on May the 5th also. But what's up, what's up? It's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, and I really appreciate you fastly approaching 58K views. So I just wanted to share that with you all, that article. I thought some of you would like that article. I talked about, I think that was on Saturday where I had read that article. But maybe I think I'm going to contact Court and invite him on the show so we can talk more about that topic. But I know what I was about to say. You are probably wondering who was that song I played after the intro song by Marcus Mills, Round and Round. That's one of my Reverb Nation friends. Fans. If you're not familiar with Reverb Nation, Reverb Nation is an amazing music website. And you can get some, if you're just a music lover, you can get on Reverb Nation and create a fan profile. But you can create artist profile or fan profile. And also, I mean, it's great for music labels and for entertainment venues and so on. I think it would be a great idea if Samira was a member of Reverb Nation also. But it's an amazing, amazing website you're not familiar with. And if you love good music, you can check out music from underground artists, independent artists, to your favorite mainstream artists, because it's a social networking music site, and it's just amazing. But I say that to say this. And I just want to explain that, because sometimes I talk about Reverb Nation friends and fans, and I don't realize that some listeners might wonder, what is Reverb Nation? So you can visit Reverb Nation. I have an artist profile page there, reverbnation.com. But one of my that was one of my Reverb Nation friends' draft, based in Marrero, Louisiana. Marrero, that is a town outside of New Orleans. And Marrero has pretty much been known about music. I remember MC Thick, and I often think about, where is MC Thick? He had a hit when I say Southern rap music was like coming out and being big. And Marrero, and I used to love that song because he was, you know, talking about his town, Marrero. Well, Draft lives in Marrero. And I think he was born in New Orleans, though, but he lives in Marrero. And so that, he emailed me and let me know that he has a couple songs posted over Grip Nation. So I was checking that song out. And some of his other songs are more, I guess, parental advisory. But I am, when I listen to I Am Me, I love his other songs also, and I will play them, but I have to rate the show, you know, according to his lyrics. But I Am Me, I love that song. And so I'm like, I got to play this song on Wednesday. And I mean, I just received an email yesterday, and I do ask my, I don't have to ask, but I do ask my Reverb Nation friends, my MySpace friends, and my online friends and offline friends to send me their great music. And yes, I have done it again, have I not? I mean, I just checked my email, and Draft was like, when you get time and you're busy schedule, will you please check out my new music? And immediately after reading that email, I checked it out. And I like his lyrical content, even the ones for the more adult lyrics. But I like that I Am Me. It's a pretty cool track, and so I decided to play it. So you all can check Draft out also at Reverb Nation. Very talented, and read his bio info and so on. I'm on Reverb Nation too, with my pseudonym name, Miss Beth Ness. I don't have any music posted, but I have other things posted. I'll go ahead and post some spoken word for you all in the very near future. I know I'm always saying that. I'm always so busy exposing and promoting my cohort. And of course, you know, like with the topic, I had to play a girl, Sexy India, who happens to be a fellow Blog Talk cohort, whose shows usually, Dollhouse Radio usually broadcasts on Tuesdays and Saturdays. I shared like one of her new promos a couple of weeks ago. Maybe she'll release a new promo for this week's episode also. But back to Keep Jackson Beautiful, Great American Cleanup. I guess the Great American Cleanup is all over the country event that's happening. And when I made it home from my interview, my talk with management of the beauty last evening, waiting on my door was a flyer from Norwood Homeowners Association, this neighborhood I live in, stating that Saturday, May the 5th, at 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., that's the day I'm having my Mark beauty badge at Samira's. Keep Jackson Beautiful invites all Jacksonians to join this national cleanup event. Nationwide, Americans will be cleaning up the yards and doing something extra to make each street look its best. I'm always in the yard cleaning up. But true that, the neighborhoods definitely need to be cleaned up, because that is, I mean, litter everywhere. So in some cases, some neighborhoods are spick and span, but some areas, litter everywhere, especially busy streets where traffic, it could be residential neighborhoods. Like even on my, in my neighborhood, there's one particular street where I think people just throw stuff out and out the window. And I know the people who live on that street just get exhausted of the cleanup of litter that passerby just throw out of their window. Americans will be cleaning up their yards and doing something extra to make each street look its best. They will be cleaning up litter, painting, planting flowers, edging curbs, cleaning gutters, and trimming trees. I have some backyard work I need to be doing. We have Mother's Day coming up in a couple weeks, but then we also have Memorial Day coming up also. Volunteer registration begins at 8 a.m. Meet at Forest Avenue and Kirkley Drive to get signed up and pick up supplies. Refreshments will be provided. To sign up, contact Emma Miller. She's the president's wife of the Norwood Home Animals Association. And very instrumental also. Number is 601-981-1834. This event qualifies all student volunteers for community service hours. Keep Jackson Beautiful. The contact number is 601-366-4842. And you can email at keepjack@bellsouth.net. And also you can call the City of Jackson Solid Waste Division at 601-960-1193. So that is somewhat of a community PSA, but then also it's national also because it's a national cleanup day. So check out your, contact your local Keeping America Beautiful offices and also your city offices regarding the big cleanup day on May the 5th. And, it's cleanup period because what we were talking about and still talking about, spring cleaning. I have right now featured the show from last year regarding spring cleaning. That was the topic of the show last Saturday, and didn't get a chance to talk about, to elaborate more on spring cleaning. So that's really important. I need to pick up some cleaning supplies just before the week is out to just continue cleaning and so on. But, again, I'm surprised I haven't had anyone to call and chime in about their practices in, or what have been their formal practices in the in regards of the dating scene, how long one waits and not wait. And like Courtney stated, you can wait forever and your relationship not work out if you wanted it to work out. My first husband and I think we waited like 8 months. And I got pregnant like soon too, but my son passed away, was born prematurely and died soon after birth. My second husband was a different story. I mean, we married like Courtney and Lamar. We got married 5 weeks after meeting each other, but our story was not a happy ending like Courtney and Lamar. It didn't work out. But after all these years, still need to get divorced. Oh my God. I mean, So I can't wait to be a free woman. We're going to celebrate. But with that said, we've talked about such as a friends with benefits, the abstinence, the virginity, how long people should hold out for virginity. And that, again, is just a whole other important subject matter. And it is important because some people are mind readers, and some people might think, "Well, I thought you knew. I thought you knew I was ready." But it's important to know what a person wants, because in my case, I guess I'm practicing sexual abstinence for different reasons. And each time I practice, I love sex. Yeah, I mean, really, I do. And but my thing is, it's best when you're in love. It's best when you're in love. That's just in my case, or deep like at least. And my thing is, it's my vibe regarding getting back into the dating world and so on. I'm probably not going to get sexually involved unless I know we have an understanding and decide to be exclusive with one another. That's where I'm at right now. When I decided to start practicing sexual abstinence again, after experiencing friends with benefits sex, I pretty much know, I know where I'm at regarding my regards to re-entering the dating world. Enjoying the dating world, I pretty much know where I'm at. It's pretty much based on becoming steady or becoming exclusive. That's where I'm at right now. But back to what other research and things that we know from experience, those of us that have had sex before and aren't virgins, is that sometimes your potness overtakes your body. So it's doing your best to maintain self-control if you don't want to put out on the first date. But it goes back to emotions of the heart, too. Some people just immediately fall in love with one another, immediately want to have sex, immediately want to get married. Some people just immediately, some people have one-night stands. That's another topic. Have I ever had a one-night stand? No, I've never had a one-night stand. I know, this might surprise some of you, but I've never had a one-night stand. Not saying I'm interested in having a one-night stand, but this is something I can talk about. Don't talk against people having one-night stands. Some people, I just never had a one-night stand. And it never been on my radar to have a one-night stand, which, you know, probably could have had opportunities where I had one-night stands, but I just have never had one-night stands. So that's another topic that we'll talk about in the future, too. I'm sure somebody will call regarding that. But the dialogue, one thing about it, I know I'll be hearing from you all, and this is a conversation that we'll keep on, and I'll communicate with the author of that article also. I want to refer to some info that I had researched. I hate to pause, because time is running out. Oh, yes, time is almost up. So you all check out that article, because I've tweeted it, and it's on Facebook. And also, I also have other info, the do's and don'ts about advice on what people should do, waiting periods and so on. Because really, no one can really tell you when and when you shouldn't or couldn't have sex if you're a consistent adult, you know, because you know when you are ready and if you're the person you are dating are ready. So that's between you two. But you, my thing is you don't want to mess up a good thing. But if you're just out there dating and going around with different people, casual dating, well, you know, my advice, make sure you wrap up. That's all I'm saying, have safe sex. Because back to the article, Courtney definitely brought up, you know, there is a risk of just being out there. But if you're really looking for a true soulmate, there is a way to carry yourself. There is an etiquette. To me, it boils down to an etiquette, a dating etiquette of getting a, of exclusively dating someone. And I'm reading something. Someone has responded to an article I posted called Dating Game, When Should You Have Sex? Neville Kendall, one of my Facebook friends, said, love and attraction are common emotions. Planning a natural act is the first mistake. With consenting adults, I feel whenever the moment is right. I knew a couple that got married in a 24-hour period after meeting each other and have been married for over 30 years. That sums it up right there. And so true. Well, I thank you all for joining me, and the conversation continues. Friday, we're talking about Sports Friday.